SBS Italian.
I'm speaking to the CEO of the Australian Bone Marrow Donor Registry, Lisa Smith. Thank you for talking to us and welcome to SBS Radio.
Thank you very much.
We decided to get in touch with you because we were contacted by a family of an Italian-Australian young man who's unfortunately very sick, very ill. And they have raised an appeal for people to basically contact your registry and register in order to find someone who is compatible. First of all, I would like to talk to you about how the bone marrow registry works and how to get in touch with you.
The bone marrow registry finds matches for patients who require a stem cell transplant, either because they have blood cancer or some other life-threatening immune system disorder. So if you're between 18 to 30, and males especially, you can go to the Strength to Give website and join through there. If this isn't you, but you know someone who is in that age range, talk to them about joining through the Strength to Give website. Joining through the website is easy. You simply fill in your contact information, you receive a kit in the post, swab your cheeks, fill out the form and post these back. Job done. And then we'll then see if you're a match for a patient.
So it sounds like it's pretty easy initially to become a donor. What does the process entail exactly from the point of view of the person who becomes a donor or a potential donor?
Okay, so we will then search to see if you are a match for a specific patient. If you do come up as a match, what we'll do is contact you. We'll have some further examination of you to make sure that you're fit and healthy to donate, because that's our primary concern, is to make sure that you stay fit and healthy. And then the donation process itself is really easy. 9 out of 10 donors will spend the morning sitting in a comfy chair while the cells are filtered out of their blood and the blood is returned into them. So it's a little like a dialysis or blood donation process. And they just get to sit there, watch TV or read a book, and that's it, job done. And that's the case for 90% of donations.
And how decisive is it to receive a donation like that for patients who need them?
So the patient has literally no other options. So you don't proceed to transplant unless you have been through chemotherapy and, you know, a whole range of other treatments. So for these people, it is literally the difference between life and death. And because they need a donor who matches with them at a genetic level, there might only be a few people in the world who do match with them. So for them, it is a very big deal indeed.
On your website, there are several leaflets in different languages, not Italian, but English and many other languages. And I'm reading from the English version. It says, please indicate your family background on the enrolment form. How important is the family background, a cultural background?
That is important. As I just mentioned, the patient needs somebody who matches their immune system at a genetic level. And so they are more likely to find that match with a donor who matches their genetic heritage more generally. So that's why we need donors from a broad range of backgrounds to join the registry, particularly those young male donors between 18 and 30.
So in the case, for instance, of this family that got in touch with us, their family member who is a young man, is of Italian background, it's more likely for them to find a donor who has an Italian background as well?
Yes, I can't speak to the specifics of Jordan's case, obviously, but as a general rule, that a patient is much more likely to find a match from somebody who shares the same genetic background, the same heritage. That is the case.
Can I also ask you if there are any medical risks for the donors involved?
The medical risks are absolutely minimal, and the registry spends considerable amount of time and effort working with the clinical community to make sure that any risks to the donors are absolutely minimised. The process of simply extracting the blood via a needle and putting the blood back in is pretty minimally invasive. There will be some injections that those donors require, and we make sure that those injections are done at very safe levels. And the process of, for those donors who are asked to donate bone marrow, which is required when the patient is a small child, for instance, those donors undergo a general anaesthetic procedure. But again, the risks are very minimal. There are, for instance, you know, there's never been any reported significant adverse outcomes in Australia for these donors. So there might be a little bit of an aching hip for a couple of days, for instance, after a bone marrow extraction, but there is certainly nothing in the scale of death or disability.
You were mentioning before there's an age range for becoming a donor. Once you're registered, do you stay on the register until you turn 30 or a certain age?
You would stay on the registry until you are 60, and on your 60th birthday, we will retire you from the registry. However, we're calling on younger donors to join the registry, basically because young cells are better cells. The donor cells are going into the patient and will be making that patient their immune system and their blood for the rest of their lives. So therefore, it's important to try and have a donor who has, who is young and whose cells will be fit and healthy for as long as possible.
Just to clarify, how hard is it to find a perfect match for a patient?
Well, again, it does depend on a range of factors. So it depends firstly on how many people in the donor pool share your genetic heritage. And bearing in mind the Australian donor pool is only one of many donor pools around the world that we search through. So the second thing is just to do with your own individual genetic variability. Some people just have, you know, a less common gene type that within their immune system that can mean that it's a little harder for them to find a match even amongst people who share a similar background. And then, of course, there's just a range of other factors around the, you know, just the general health and well-being of the donor and so on and so forth.
Is it possible to donate more than once?
It is, but we would only place a limit on two donations for any donor. The chances, though, of any donor matching two separate patients is very small. So, because again, the odds are really stacked, you know, against you when you are looking at the numbers here. It is a very small chance that you will find a match, which is why we need as many people as possible in the donor pool so that we can search through for each patient. But so, yeah, the chances are very small that you'll be asked to donate twice. It is possible that the patient for whom you have donated will require a top-up a little later down the track, and so that's a more common scenario, in which case we'll come back and have that conversation with the donor about, you know, about making a second donation for the same patient.
How many donors are registered at the moment in Australia, and are they enough?
So at the moment in Australia, we have a little under 170,000 donors on the registry. It's not so much the size of the donor pool, it's more the quality of the donor pool. So the Australian donor pool at the moment is predominantly Northwest European background, so very white Caucasian, and it's generally middle-aged and female. What we need and what clinicians would prefer to see are young 18 to 30-year-old male donors. And so out of the 170,000 donors, less than 4% of our donor pool is actually young and male. So that's why we're particularly focused on recruiting young men onto the registry.
How can we contact you if we want to become a donor? What's the best way to go about it? Should we contact our GP first?
No, you don't need to do that. You simply go to the Strength to Give website, strengthtogive.org.au, read the information that's there, hit the register button, and as I said, a kit will be sent to you in the post, and you can just join from there. It is really as easy as doing it in your own home at your own, at any time that suits you.
Dici la tua. Segui la pagina SBS Italian su Facebook e sul profilo Twitter SBS Italian.